He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come up this way again today up with the trail. So how about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? You know, that's because we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail, too, again today. And now that you're here and comfortably settled, they're going to start off this little outdoor get-together of ours. So just relax and let's hear some mighty fine singing, huh?
Simmer on, roll on to my lonely song. Carry me away from these skies.
You know, friends, if there's any one particular thing that's the most important thing our forests and other so-called wildlands give us, it's water. Now, how can you put the price on a glass of water when you're thirsty, or on the water that goes into cooking just about every meal? Now, you can measure the amount of water that creates power and that they run into fields to irrigate the crops or into the factories to turn out useful products of all kinds. When you put all this together, you come up with a lot of water and a money value that runs into millions of dollars. But when you get right down to it, remember this simple fact. Without water, we just couldn't live. Of course, we all know that, but the point I want to make is that we're almost completely dependent upon the forests and grass and brush-covered lands for the water we use. You know the old saying, you never miss the water until the well runs dry. Now, isn't that pretty good reason for protecting these lands which give us our water supplies? So the next time you're down to the creek or lake to do a little bit of fishing, why, just give these things a little thought, will you? Well, I might have gone fishing, got to thinking it over. The road to that river is a mighty long way. It must be the season, no rhyme or reason. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. Well, never mind calling, 'cause I ain't a-coming. Just get you on by me, stay out of my way. Just a little deep thinking would sure drive me drinking. Just taking it easy, it's my lazy day. Well, the finding it's easy, just to mind my own business. I'm keeping my nose out of everyone's way. Ain't taking no waters, ain't hiring no people, just taking it easy. It's the lazy day. Yes, sir. Now, I'll tell you what we could do right out here alongside the trail while we're taking it easy and kind of lazy-like. I want you to do something, friends. Press your hand right here on the ground. Isn't the ground soft and kind of spongy under these trees when you press your hand down on it like that? Well, sir, that's because there are leaves and needles on top, and just under it, more leaves and needles in various stages of decay until it goes back to the rich, porous soil. Now, when rain hits soil like this, or snow melts on top of it, the water kind of settles into it. Some of it is absorbed and stored for gradual release to the streams and lakes. Now, on the other hand, take that bare spot over there. I'm sure you know what's going to happen when rain hits that spot. There's nothing to absorb the raindrops. They just rush off bare land like they do the paved streets and sidewalks in a city. Now, if you get a heavy rain on land that's not protected by trees or grass or brush, why, you're bound to get erosion and even floods. I think this is something that everybody ought to be interested in. It helps you appreciate the value of water and where it comes from. Now, the sons of the pioneers there, they know the value of water, I'll bet. How about it, Lloyd?
Well, sir, the boys and me, we sure do know the value of water. We've learned it the hard way, Billy. Out in the mountains or on the range when everything was dry as dust. No rain for long, long weeks. Why, we've known times when we'd crawl down to any little old water hole and sop up the mud and what little water was there and wring it through our kerchiefs to get those few precious drops. Yes, we know the value of water, all right.
Water, water.
All day I've faced the barren ways without the taste of water.
Cool water.
Old Ann and I that once burnt dry and saw that cry for
water.
Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water. Then can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you?
Water.
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each dawn's a pool of water.
Cool water.
Water.
But with the dawn I'll wake him yawn and
You know, I never understood until you explained a while back there, Lloyd, just why you fellas put such feeling into that song. I guess it takes going without something, like water, to give you the inspiration to express yourself as you fellas do in that song. Well, look who's coming up the trail here, big as life. It's Smokey Bear, friend of all who love the forest. and he's got a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. Do me a little favor, will you? Next time you turn on the faucet to get a drink of water, or to fill a cooking pot, or to take a bath, think a little bit about where that water comes from. Think about how it started in the forest, as little drops of melting snow, or as a spring, or a little stream. Remember always that it takes a protective cover of grass, or brush and trees, to feed you the water you use. And that's why you've got to be careful with fire outdoors. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Now, friends, just settle back. You're going to enjoy a mighty wonderful number. It's an Indian song, a favorite with the Sons of the Pioneers. It's called Blue Juniata.
While rolled an Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sweep the waters of the blue Juniata. Swift as an antelope through the forest going, loose were her jetty locks in wavy tresses flowing, going.
While rolled an Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sleep the waters of the blue Juniata.
Gay was the mountain song of bright Alpharetta, where sweep the waters of the blue Juniata. Strong and true my arrows are in my painted quiver. Swift goes my light canoe adown the rapid river ever.
While roved an Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sweep the waters of the blue Juniata.
Bold is my warrior brave, love of Alpharetta. Proud waves his snowy plume along the Juniata. Soft and low he speaks to me, then his war cry sounding, rings his voice in thunder loud from height to height resounding, bounding.
While robed an Indian maid, bright Alpharetta, where sweep the waters of the blue Juniata. Water.
Well, friends, I guess it's time for you to be heading back down the trail. Certainly glad you could drop by for just a little while. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service and the station you're listening to, that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires. Well, so long for now. From Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and from those wonderful fellas who sing your favorite songs of the outdoors the way you like to hear them, the Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, howling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.